And, you know, because my mom and dad, I'll say what you want about the relationship that mama had with my daddy, Oscar. But I remember it being a very happy childhood. Yeah, looking at me now, the craggy, scarred veteran. Yeah, but before, the napalm skimmed my cheeks permanently red. Before the wine glass was broken across the bridge of my nose by Estelle. Before these eyes gained their shrewd, discerning manner. I was a bald-faced boy that grew up in a loving household, but as much as Mom and Daddy loved me, they made sure that they had a little time in the evening to themselves. So they hired this French maid. And, man, she was sweet. So that way, Mom and Daddy, they could go out every evening, have a little dinner, they could go to a movie. Well, the first day she was on the job, my mom and dad were kind of shocked when they opened the door, and there she was in my room. And there I was. I was just holding onto my baseball mitt, and there she was, riding high in the saddle. Right there you were. Oh, yeah. I, somewhat nonplussed, but delightedly surprised, submitted to the fetid procedure. My mother was livid. My father was smiling. Mama looked at the maid and said, No. You misunderstood what I said. I told you I wanted my son tucked in bed every night. Oh, even a frog. Meanwhile, back at the rock, we find Earl Smith ready to kick in.